Yeah, we're going to get to some stories. Even though this is your stories, we usually start things off with a member of the Nerdalogs. Tonight we actually have two who are going to do something together. Steve Hirsch and Mary Beth Smith.
Double nerds.
We can sit.
As some of you know, I'll be moving to Milwaukee in just a few weeks. And I know, I'm sorry. And the past, I guess, 2.5 years or so with the Nerdalogs have been some of the most formative and important times for me creatively in Chicago. This has really been a creative home for me, and I'm going to deeply miss the regular weekly connections that I have with the group. They won't go away. They'll be different. Milwaukee's not that far away. So as I was reflecting back on my time with the group, I got thinking about one of the first sketches I pitched to the Nerdalogs, which is why Mary Beth is up here. She's going to read it with me. This is a sketch that I wrote 6 years ago for a sketch writing class at I.O. It was staged once on the I.O. stage. Never been staged by the Nerdalogs.
And guys, this is practically exclusive.
Pretty much what I'm saying. This is a Your Story's exclusive. And while I would love to be able to say that I have grown so much creatively during my time with the Nerdalogs, looking at the sketch that I wrote 6 years ago, I can say, not exactly. I found a home with the Nerdalogs for my style of comedy that likes to couch sex jokes inside of highbrow references. So I really haven't grown creatively. Maybe I've gotten better at editing. Some of this is a little too long. Alright, we start in a classroom, and Mrs. Schaefer is grading papers, and Jeffrey, an eighth grader, knocks. Hello?
Oh, hi, Jeffrey.
Oh, are you grading papers?
Yeah, but you can always come in.
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to tell you I really enjoyed your lecture today.
Oh, my gosh, thank you. You know, it's great to have someone in class who's just so engaged. You know, when I had your older brother, he never paid attention.
Oh, yes. It's crazy how two people from the same family can be so different. I mean, look at the Lee family of Virginia. Richard Henry Lee formally introduces the resolution for independence, which leads to the formation of the Union that Robert E. Lee fights so strongly against.
Exactly. It just always strikes me how students like you have so much passion for learning and others don't.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I just feel like John Adams in a room full of Tories.
Oh. Speaking of, check out what I just got off Amazon.
Wow. Is that the complete DVD collection of the HBO miniseries and biopic John Adams?
It sure is. I had them send it overnight.
Oh, wow. I bet John Adams would have liked overnight shipping in his day. To think he and Abigail sent each other thousands of letters by mounted rider.
Quite a story, huh? Maybe we could watch those parts together sometime? I don't think any of the rest of the class would be interested.
Yeah, you're right. I was trying to talk to Amy at lunch today about the correspondences between John and Abigail Adams, and how the depth and breadth of the love they expressed in those letters could never be matched in the text message emoticons that seem to be the dominant means of communication in society today. And it was like she just didn't get it at all.
Wow. Jeffrey, if only men twice your age understood as much as you,
You'd have someone to call your dearest friend?
Yes. Unfortunately, most guys have no idea what love can grow when you're breaking all the rules and have nothing to lose.
When you're just living on a prayer.
Just like Bon Jovi.
Who?
you know Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer?
What?
Bon Jovi, the guy who wrote Living on a Prayer.
Is that a book?
No, it's a song from the 80s.
Oh. Okay.
I can't believe you don't know the band Bon Jovi.
I thought Bon Jovi was a person.
Bon Jovi was the name of a band. John Bon Jovi was the name of the guy. He was totally awesome.
And his name was John Bon.
No. I think Bon Jovi was a stage name.
Oh, a nom de plume.
Yeah. Though I don't think people remember him so much as a writer, more as just a sex symbol.
Oh, a sad fate that seems to have befallen our third president.
Exactly. Half the questions I get about Thomas Jefferson are about who he had sex with.
I know. We should do something about that. Maybe a class exercise where we recreate the conditions under which the Declaration of Independence was written.
Well, I think I could see you playing that powerful and elegant statesman.
Thank you. I have been reading his lesser-known Declaration of the Causes and Necessities of Taking Up Arms from 1775 as a way of better understanding his motivations.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
And you, of course, could play Martha Jefferson.
I'd love to be the Martha to your Thomas. That reminds me, I used to have an 8-track of Thomas Jefferson's favorite violin pieces. They were all very romantic.
A what?
An 8-track. It's like a big cassette type thing.
Wait, like 8-track or a track?
It was an 8-track. They were really reliable.
Wait, so all the songs only had 8 instrument tracks? That must have been really limiting. I mean, I was remixing the Star Spangled Banner and Garage Band yesterday, and I got to 12 tracks, like, really quickly.
They would still do the mix down in the studio. I don't even think they used all 8 tracks on the cassette.
Jeez, I can see why they didn't last long.
No, they were great! You'd put it in, like, this toaster slot thing in your car, and now everyone just listens to music on an iPod.
You put music in a toaster in your car? How dumb is that?
No, forget the 8-track thing. Why don't you tell me a little more about yourself?
Well, I'm thinking about joining the debate team.
Let me guess. You'll be doing the Lincoln-Douglas debates?
Is there any other kind?
I bet you didn't know before Mary Todd Lincoln married Abe, she was being courted by Stephen Douglas.
I think she was attracted to his firm central authority. Or maybe she just had a thing for ambitious young lawyers.
Just like Hillary Rodham.
Who?
Oh, fuck it.
Thank you, everyone.
I rewrote the end.
That's fine. Yes, the fact that I can send Mary Beth this script with no notice and we rehearse it half of a time and I give one note of a million times more sexual tension, that tells me I found my creative home here at the table. That we can just do these things. So thank you, everyone, and I'm sure I'll be back for many of your stories in the future.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Mary Beth. We will all miss you, Steve. Although this might be the first year that we don't do a Nerdalog send-off your stories in August, because you'll keep coming back. I guess that's better than doing that yearly send-off show. Also, John Bon Jovi's real name is John Bon Jovi.
Fun fact.
Yeah, Bon Jovi. Very Italian. It's true. That's not a joke. That's true. I watched Behind the Music, bro.
It's just Bon Jovi.
B-O-N-G-I-O-V-I. Bon Jovi. I know. I'm here to educate.